This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
You know, folks, there are two diametrically opposed philosophies of retirement income planning. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Thank you for the nice applause, by the way, Bobby. Appreciate that. Two diametrically opposed philosophies in retirement planning. I've talked about them occasionally on this program. I want to review for today because it's really important that you understand what's going on within an industry that is at war with one another. The two philosophies, the probability-based individuals that seem to sit on the investment side, and the safety-first individuals that seem to sit on the insurance side, they are sort of in a battle, but they don't have to be, they shouldn't be, and it's to your disadvantage if you choose sides. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. Emails we'll get to in just a little bit. RayLucia.com. Also, Ray at BizTalkRadio.com. Let's say hi to Bobby Wooldridge first. Hello, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, Ray.
We had a really good time last hour.
Oh, fantastic.
We're going to buy you a house when you move up to Seattle. I will be a partner.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage are you giving me?
Well, it depends on how big of a house we get, Ray.
Or how big of a down payment I have to get.
That's also true as well.
Okay, well, we'll negotiate on that. We'll keep you posted. Folks, because there's all kinds of risks, and I've advised, I don't know, probably 100 people to A, not co-sign, and B, not do business with a friend, which I'm about to do with Bobby, because I love him. Anyway, we'll have to have you on the air when you move up to Seattle at least once a week, and you can give us a rundown on how the house shopping's going and all that
stuff. The correspondence, I like that.
But today we focus on probability-based versus safety-first. Sit back, relax. The Ray Revolution starts right now. Bobby, there's an old saying that if the only tool you have in your toolkit is a hammer, then everything starts to look like a nail. And when it comes to retirement planning, that couldn't be more true. Now, I've had an opportunity to sit on all sides of the retirement planning fence. And as uncomfortable as it may seem, sitting on the fence, even if it's a picket fence, is actually best for the client, for the retiree. The two philosophies that are diametrically opposed are, one, the probability-based philosophy, which comes primarily from the investment community, mutual fund houses, people on television that say, we can manage your money and manage your income distribution and do way better than the other approach, which is the safety first approach, the insurance company side approach. And those people are real fanatical about making sure that at least all of your essential expenses are met at retirement. Probability-based means pretty much a diversified portfolio and a systematic withdrawal. Safety first introduces annuities and safe investments and withdrawal strategies that withdraw from safe buckets before risky buckets. You know where I sit on this one. I sit firmly on the fence because all of the research that I have read that has been done suggest that both camps are right. The difference is the element of greed, in my opinion. The element of greed. Let me quote from Mr. Fowle, Wade Fowle. He says this, "I distinguish the opposing schools as either probability-based or safety-first. Understanding the distinctions and the thought processes of both schools is important. Discussions about retirement income planning can become quite confusing. There are basic and fundamental questions that advocates from each school answer in the opposite way." Isn't that interesting? Both camps, same question, not similar answers, opposite answers. They provide opposite answers to these questions. One, can people, that's you, Bob, and others, effectively prioritize among different financial goals in their retirement? Hold that thought. I know you're all saying yes. My experience says not so sure. Two, what is the best way to approach investing financial assets for retirement income? I can definitely say most people are clueless in this arena. Next, is there a sustainable spending rate from a portfolio of volatile assets? Most people ignore sequence risk. And finally, what role do income annuities play in a retirement income strategy? Most people will say none, which I believe to be a mistake. Monte Carlo simulations are often used in financial planning contexts to gain a better understanding about the viability of a financial plan in the face of market and longevity risks. Monte Carlo is a way to simulate literally hundreds, if not thousands, of scenarios to get you to, let's say, a 90% chance of success. Now, the probability-based investment folk will say, 90%, not bad. The insurance people will say, but what if you're in the 10%? What if you live longer than the life expectancy of the Monte Carlo simulation? What if your spending needs change? What if Social Security benefits get cut? And there's just a ton of what-if scenarios. Again, some may appear to be super paranoid. Living to age 100, what, me? I had a heart attack. It happens all the time. And while there's probably 70,000 centenarians today, by the time I'm a centenarian, there may be 500,000 or 1 million or 5 million centenarians. What if that's you? And you did a probability-based retirement plan, and the market goes into a 20-year secular bear where stocks do nothing. And in fact, are so volatile, they're down 20, 30% while you're taking a withdrawal. We've talked about the sequence of returns risk. And what if there's stagflation like we saw in the 70s? I mean, when you think about stagflation, that means a stagnant economy with runaway inflation. I can't think of anything worse. In other words, you have double-digit inflation and no rate of return to pay for it. I mean, if, even back then, if you made 7 or 8 or 9% in the stock market and inflation was 13%, by the time you paid taxes on your gains and you accounted for a 13% inflation rate, you were way behind the eight ball. So, and we don't know. We've lived in a world of low inflation for decades now, relatively low inflation. What if that changes? What if the only way to pay off this $18 trillion debt is to inflate it away, like the Weimar Republic over in Germany, like Venezuela and Brazil and some of the South American countries that have just inflated the debt away, killed the dollar? What if? I don't want to pretend that that's what's going to happen. What I want is a strategy that will mitigate the longevity risk of living too long, while at the same time mitigate the risk of stagflation or some degree of stagflation. But I also want to make sure that I have the ability to keep pace with runaway inflation. So when we come back from the break, I will explain how weightlifting can help you. That's right, lifting a barbell. A barbell with inflation weight on one side and deflation weight on the other side. Stick around. Ray Lucia Show continues right after this.
I'll be back. Nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
When you've got a specific job to do, you bring in the specialist, the edger, the trimmer, the leaf blower, other tools that end with er. Good thing there's VP Small Engine Fuel, now just $4.99 at Napa, with no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. $4.99 VP ready-to-use small engine fuel burns cleaner, so all your lawn equipment runs smoother, better, and other adjectives that end with er. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 4/30/16.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271.
Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It is time.
Welcome back, folks. The Ray Lucia Show. Talking today about something that's very, very important in retirement planning. It doesn't matter how old you are. You need to grasp the concept, the diametrically opposed strategies of probability-based retirement planning versus safety-first retirement planning. Now, what's really interesting to me is a lot of people say, oh, I'm a safety first guy, or gal for that matter. I'm into safety first. But their actions speak way louder than words because they have all their money invested in the stock market and they shun any insurance products as far as product diversification. They watch the guy on TV that says, if you have an annuity, you paid all these commissions and you got ripped off, so give me all your money, and I'll send you a check each month, and you'll be rich. And I'm here to tell that person, you and the world, that while that may work, it doesn't work all the time. And in fact, there have been numerous now academic studies that say the exact opposite, that what you really want to do is marry the two strategies and have both probability-based and insured, secure, safety-first investments in one big portfolio. So therefore, you can manage longevity risk, you can manage sequence of return risk, and while you may not leave as great a legacy, you won't be leaving zero either. And you won't be eating dog food if we go into this prolonged bear market. Yes, Bobby?
And should you be sort of a sliding scale of probability into safety first and maybe back into probability based?
That's a really good point. That's exactly what you should do. It's exactly what you should do. Now, I have my own theory on how one might do it, but I think your question is, if you're younger, should you be more probability-based? And if you're older, should you be more safety-first-based? And then as you age, could you tilt the scale a little bit more toward probability? Did I get that right?
Yeah, sounds right.
You've been working on this show too long because you're getting way too smart. That is exactly right. But how you do that is kind of critical. Remember last hour we covered advisor alpha. This is where a really good advisor can help you. Let me continue on the diatribe here from Wade Fowle because it's important. Here's what he says. For probability-based thinkers, those are individuals that lean more toward solving the problem with less than guaranteed assets, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, etc. For probability-based thinkers, 90% success is a more than reasonable starting point, and the retiree can proceed with the plan. In other words, the 90% success rate came from modeling using Monte Carlo simulations. It is likely to work in the event that future updates determine that the plan might be on course toward failure. a few changes, such as a small reduction in spending, should be sufficient to get the plan back on track. Yes, in 90% of the cases, that is true. But there are some cases where that reduction in spending may be a monumental problem in retirement. Now, those identifying with the Safety First School, he goes on to say, however, will not be comfortable with this level of risk, focusing instead on the 10% chance of failure. And I would add, it's not just the 10% chance of failure that I would be concerned about. It would be the human behavioral aspects to the probability-based approach, because when you go into a finance lab and do all this stuff, there's no emotion in it. The lab, yep, it compounds the growth every single year, et cetera, et cetera. But the lab doesn't have somebody that says, holy crap, I'm losing my shorts. I better get the heck out of this market now. And they get out of the market just like people did in 2009. And over the next few years, the market goes up 300%. It doesn't account for stupidity. It doesn't account for emotion. Because in a finance lab, there are no emotions, which is why I tend to fall more closely in to the safety first approach with an aspect of the probability approach given the appropriate time horizon, which is why what Bobby had to say was so good and so compelling. The safety first school, Fowle goes on, makes a distinction between essential expenses and discretionary expenses, and seeks a solution that practically eliminates the possibility of failure for meeting essential expenses. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with saying, I'm going to be spending $80,000 a year in my retirement? 40,000 of those are absolutely essential. I got to pay for my health care. I've got to pay for my rent and housing. I've got to pay my taxes. I figure out food, what all those essential numbers are. It's 45,000, making a number up. And you secure 45,000 of essential expenses knowing they will always be met. And then you take the probability side, you invest the rest of your money in the stock market. Because all you got to do now is take care of the discretionary expenses and perhaps a little bit of inflation. And what that mix is, a good advisor will tell you. Now, here's the problem. The problem is the industry is at war. And all of this fiduciary standard and Department of Labor rules has actually made it worse. It's made it worse. Because now someone that focuses on the safety first strategy runs the risk of being sued because many of the safety first products comes with a commission built in. So the industry is going to have to redo the products to a more fee base because for whatever reason, they've gotten a little looser on this with the final rule that came out. But if you sold something that had a commission, there was a high likelihood that you weren't acting in the best interest of your customer because you got paid something up front. That it was more in the best interest of your customer to do more of a probability-based fee-only, money manager fee, if you will, because there's no upfront compensation. That has to be the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. You see, we keep meddling in this stuff under the guise of trying to be helpful, which is noble. But in many respects, we end up hurting the very people we're trying to help. So when we come back, probability versus safety.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ray Lucia program, helping you to make better money moves. Today we're talking about the probability-based retirement income planning strategy versus the safety-first retirement income planning strategy, and the fight that's the ongoing fight that's been going on within the industry, which is foolish, because I happen to stand right in the middle on this one, and that's the best place to be. I should also throw in that the real estate industry is not really the stock market. You got the realtors out there saying, no, most of the wealthiest people in America have made their money in real estate. So, and I agree with that. So let's create a strategy ourselves today for the fun of it. That includes the safety first approach versus the probability-based approach and marry them all together. Probability and safety, real estate being probably somewhere between the two. Not nearly as volatile as stocks, especially if you pay all cash, you have a very low mortgage. So as I've drawn out before, let's look at a little barbell scenario. And we'll start with the bar itself. And the bar we'll call real estate. All right, for those that can see this on the screen, otherwise, if you're driving around, picture a barbell in your mind, and the bar is called real estate. And the real estate, we're going to make it, we have $1 million, say, portfolio, and we want that 4% rule that the probability-based guys say you have a 90% degree of certainty, you're not running out of money. All right, you with me? So 4%, $40,000. I got to get the $40,000 with some inflation component. Well, real estate, if I paid cash for $250,000 worth, and I got a 6% cap rate or yield, that's $15,000 of the $40,000 that I need. And maybe that will cover my discretionary expenses. Now, I'm going to take $500,000 and I'm going to put it on the deflation side, the left side of the barbell. $500,000 invested in some kind of a guaranteed joint lifetime income annuity with some inflation protection. I can probably get 5%, which is $25,000 per year. So I've spent $750,000 of my $1 million, and I have $40,000 per year of pretty much inflation-adjusted income. Is everybody with me?
Yes.
That leaves me how much, Bobby? $250,000 left?
Yes.
And that's to cover the inflation and the legacy that I leave to my kids. And let's say that I live 25 years in retirement, and I left that $250,000 alone. Remember what I have said a gajillion times on this program. Since 1950, and we had stagflation, we had runaway inflation, we had bear markets, we had bull markets, we had secular bears and secular bulls. Since 1950, if you retired on the worst day that you could possibly retire, but left your stock market money alone with dividends reinvested, took all the emotion out, that $250,000 over the next 25 years would have grown at about 8%, according to Burton Malkiel. So let's do the math. I have $250,000. I left alone at 8% for 25 years. That's worth $1,700,000 and change. but I still have my real estate. Did I ever raise rents? Yes. Over 25 years, I would think so. There's no mortgage on it. I used an all-cash real estate investment. But let's pretend that the real estate only appreciated. But no, wait a minute. Let's say it doesn't appreciate at all. All right? So that gives me 250. I got $1,950,000 because in 25 years, real estate didn't go up a penny. All right? You got a dog. $1,950,000. I die. I leave my kids $1,950,000. How rich did I leave my kids? Well, let's see. 25 years from now, if you have 25 years and you started with $1,000,000 and you finished with $1,950,000, that's the equivalent of 2.7% inflation on my $1,000,000. So what does that mean? That means I left my kids just as rich as I am today. I left them the purchasing power of $1,000,000 today. Now, it would be more because over 25 years, if the real estate appreciated $250,000 at, you know, 2 or 3%, which it normally does, then I would be leaving my kids $2.2 million. $2.2 million is the equivalent of about a 3% inflation. So I would be leaving them richer than me if inflation was only 2%. I left my kids richer than me 25 years from now. How much risk did I take? My essential expenses, zero. I took zero risk on the essential expenses. I took very low risk. I mean, Bobby, how lower risk could there be than me going up to Seattle, Washington, paying cash for a house and renting it to you? I pick up the first and last month's rent and a security deposit. If you move out in the middle of the night, I keep that money, refurbish it, do whatever I have to do, paint, fix some holes in the wall, re-rent it.
Yep.
I've got the money to do that, and I re-rent it at a higher rate.
Sounds good to me.
Not a lot. There's still risk in it. Don't get me wrong. Again, this is my approach. Somewhere between the safety first, covering the essential expenses, and the probability-based, let's just do a pie chart and a systematic withdrawal, adding a component of direct-owned real estate that you can choose to pay cash for, that would be the safest bet. Or you could choose to put a mortgage on it. And if you put a mortgage on it, you know what I could do, Bob?
What could you do?
I could put a 50% loan on at 4% and buy $500,000 worth of real estate, couldn't I?
Not too bad.
$500,000 would give me 6% on $500,000 or $30,000 a year, less the mortgage that I have to cover, which I could do, and I'm going to make an extra 2% on the money that I borrowed. That's called positive leverage. But in doing so, I just increased the risk quite dramatically, actually. But there are certain individuals that are comfortable doing that. I, for example, would be comfortable doing that, knowing that if I screwed up, my essential expenses are covered. I can still eat. I can still pay for the roof over my head. I can still get a paycheck regardless of how long I live or how long my wife lives. That's off the table. The risk in terms of the actual essential expenses off the table in that scenario. So now it's just a question of, when does the real estate market come back? When does the stock market come back? Maybe I would need to do a line of credit against that particular home or take out a reverse mortgage on my own home to tide me over through the secular bear. So I might have to be a little bit more intellectual in the way that I approach my retirement. So I don't have to go all the way over to the safety first side. I mean, a lot of people in the insurance business are over the top conservative because that's how they're trained. But then again, a lot of people on the probability side, they're way over the top risk oriented and don't even know it. Because those individuals, if they actually did study what Wade Fowle and David Blanchett and Michael Kitsis and many others have researched on, they would realize that the 4% rule is not 4% anymore. In this low interest rate environment, it's really a 2.8% rule. So you don't have to choose sides here. You don't have to go all safety first or all probability first. You do the best of all worlds and combine the two approaches by hiring an advisor who can generate alpha by doing solid retirement planning. Email's coming up next. Don't go away.
We've got a phone call for us, too.
All right, we'll take the call.
Yeah, Bill in Portland. Sit tight.
All right, Bill, you'll be next up. Don't go away.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold. Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
I actually thought we shut the phones down for the email segment, but I guess you guys left them open. So Bill squeezed in the nick of time, and he's from Portland, so anybody from Portland gets a free pass anyway.
He said it's beautiful up there right now, too.
Oh, it is. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. When the sun actually shines in Portland, it's pretty nice. Hey, Bill, how you doing there, brother? What's going on?
Hey, not too much. Thought I'd give you a call and get your take on a couple things here.
Go right ahead.
Basically, I'd like to talk about my asset allocation. Well, here's the deal. Okay. I have around $30,000 in cash sitting in the bank right now, earning like 0.1%, and I have $46,000 approximately, give or take, I don't know, depending on what day it is. these are all in dividend-paying stocks, and then I have around a little over $2,000 in two different IRAs. One's a Roth IRA and one's a traditional. What do you think of things?
Well, we got to talk about you. How old are you, my friend?
Okay. I'm 36.
36 years old. And is this money that you need for anything other than investing? In other words, could you park this money and not look at it for the next 15, 20, 30 years?
Well, the problem is, Ray, I don't know the answer to that. I'm single. I have plans, you know, it would be nice, you know, to get married and have a family one of these days. But I don't know, for God has a purpose, I guess, you know, and he's taking his time. I don't know.
Well, I have a daughter. No, we'll just leave it there. She's not moving to Portland. You'd have to move down here. Okay, listen, here's the thing. You need to first establish how much cash you absolutely have to have for emergencies. So I want you to think about, you lost your job, you needed some health care or whatever. How much cash does it take you to live each month?
Well, my house is paid for, so, I mean, I could maybe $2,000 a month or...
All right, so here's what we do. We take about 10 grand of your 30 grand in cash, and we leave that in cash, all right? That frees up about $20,000 that you can invest. The $46,000 in dividend-paying stocks, I think, is fine. You said your house is paid for. That's a great fallback plan. If it were me, I would invest somewhere between $15,000 and $20,000 more into equities or something that has the possibility to grow over a very long time period. Since you have a house already, you can always lever that house or sell it to buy a bigger home if you ended up getting married and raising a family. But to me, you're a tad too conservative. So your dividend paying stocks are in the large value category. So what I would do is I would probably take the $20,000 and put it into a worldwide index fund of some sort. Maybe take $15,000 of it and go with a global index, and maybe $5,000 of it and go into a small or mid-cap index. And that will balance you out asset allocation-wise. But here's the promise you have to make me. When the market when the market goes down, and it could go down substantially, you're not going to touch this money. You're going to wait out the storm. Can you make me that promise?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Then you're in.
But you know, I just, thinking about, these other things, what if, certain life things happens or whatever.
Here's what you do. And I got to get to an email. But let me just finish with this. And if you have any other questions, we can talk off the air. Get a line of credit against your house. That'll give you a backup emergency plan. You don't have to use it. It might cost you $50 a year to keep. But that way you've got the security of knowing you can write yourself a check when you need it. I got to run. I got to get to some emails. Thank you, Bill, very much for the call.
I think the only emergency I could imagine is something health-related. So should he do like a long-term care policy? Would that?
He's way too young to be thinking about long-term care. If he has health insurance, he should be fine.
Okay.
Disability, for his work, that sort of thing. He probably has long-term disability at work. Okay. Sergio in Monterey Park. I know Sergio through the phone, because somehow I gave out my cell number once, and he called me. He called me on it. I used to do that. I used to give my cell phone out, even on the radio. But then all my family members said, stop doing that.
Yeah, the phone never stopped
but
ringing.
I'll give it out to you if you want. Email me, and I'll give it to you. How's that? Hi, Ray. Let me know if my retirement plan is sound. I'm 62 and qualify for a $250K reverse mortgage line of credit that will support 30 years of withdrawals at $16K a year. I still need another $8K, so I will use $160,000 to purchase an immediate annuity. Then I will have $240,000 left to invest for long-term growth. Will this strategy work, and I still be able to leave a nice legacy for my family with long-term money I invest? Wow. Sergio, this actually may be a brilliant strategy. I need to spend a little more time thinking about it. But if you're not concerned about leaving the house as a legacy, you've got your basic expenses covered. Sounds to me like you've got $400,000 and you want to spend $24,000 a year out of that. That's a 6% distribution. I could probably talk you into a little different strategy, leaving a little more equity in the home later on. But I'm not sure I would want to. If the house is not that big a deal to you, you will have, over $1 million 25, 30 years from now to leave to the kids. I've got to spend a little time on this one, Bob.
Yeah, it sounds okay to me, though.
It's actually not a bad strategy. I've talked about using reverse mortgages in planning. He's a tiny bit young, right at 62, and I'm a little concerned that those numbers don't jibe, the $16,000 a year for 30 years. But if they do, sounds like a pretty good game plan to me. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. I thank Bill for the call. I thank Sergio for the emails. Others, Lawrence, Philip, Michelle, we'll have to get to your emails on the next show. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless. Now go make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always...
BizTalkRadio.com.